Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today we have Melanie Cutting in the booth with us again, and she's going to bring us up to speed on the movies. So it's At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. So I did go to the movies this week. We didn't go last week because a number of reasons. One was there were no movies playing in English that were of interest, which turned out to be an error, however. I'll get to that in a moment. But we did go yesterday, actually, to see a movie called Annihilation. And this is one that I think I mentioned here in the past, that it was a movie we wanted to see, but during its first week or maybe 2 weeks, it was only showing in French. And we said, well, we'd kind of like to see it in English. So I thought, well, that's the end of that. But then it arrived just the other day in English and French, and we'd read some good reviews. I actually read one bad one, but mostly they were good reviews. So we said, well, we'll try that one. Mm-hmm. Science fiction, which is a genre that my husband and I both kind of enjoy. So we did go see Annihilation. It's an interesting movie. It has received generally very positive reviews. There's a great site called Rotten Tomatoes on the internet, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it something like 86% approval.
Oh, wow.
Rating. Yes. And so we thought, okay. But truth be told, neither of us really enjoyed the movie very much. It was... In my opinion, it was too long. There were sort of long, drawn-out scenes of the five principal players, who are women, kind of looking lost and mystified and various emotions, but not terribly... I found it slow. Mm-hmm. And kind of tedious.
Okay.
And I was very surprised that it got this 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. But I think that one of the problems was I hadn't read the book. And apparently it's from a trilogy, actually. And I suspect that people who read the book were very pleased with the movie treatment. Anyway, we were not so much. Natalie Portman, in fact, is the only person... Well, she's only one of two people that would be familiar to moviegoers. She's a very well-known young actress. Another person in the movie who you might have heard of is Jennifer Jason Leigh. She's also very good. She's not sort of Natalie Portman star mm-hmm. caliber, but she's a good actress. And then there were three other women, and they played the five women who... went into an area which was off limits, but expanding, and it's called the Shimmer. And Natalie Portman went in there because she discovered that her husband, who had come back from time served in the military, just kind of not quite himself, so to speak. And she wanted to find out what happened. So she ended up being one of the five women going into this very peculiar area with wonderful colors. It was a very pretty film, actually. And hoping to come back because several, I can't remember now, but a whole bunch of other folks had gone into this area and simply never returned. And, of course, once you get past the limit, you find that we no longer have we can't communicate with the outside anymore. So that was not a surprise. And anyway, as the movie goes on, there's a few scenes of animals that have been mutated. The whole themes is kind of along the lines of biological mutation.
Okay.
And by looking on the internet, I discovered that in particle physics, Annihilation is the process that occurs when a subatomic particle collides with its respective antiparticle to produce other particles, such as an electron colliding with a positron to produce two photons. I didn't know that. I just assumed annihilation meant total eradication.
Mm-hmm.
But once you know what the real meaning of annihilation is, then later in the movie it kind of makes more sense. What the five women discover is that there's all kinds of weird things going on besides the giant mutated animals.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody kind of knows what to make of them. They, not so surprisingly, stop trusting one another. And ultimately, I'm not going to give you I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but it ends, and you realize that the one person who, in fact, has made it out of this, the shimmer, intact, seems to be Natalie Portman, because she's being debriefed by people in hazmat suits, and she's kind of out of it too. But I won't go into great detail, except to say it's certainly not a terrible film. So that's what we did at the movies, and we had a choice. We could have gone to see Annihilation or a movie called Red Sparrow,
mm-hmm.
which just opened with Jennifer Lawrence and has been getting kind of so-so reviews. And the only reason we didn't get to see that one, only because the time wasn't quite as good as the time of Annihilation. We both really want to see Annihilation, and mm-hmm. wow, here it is in English. So we
good.
Went ahead and did that. We hope to get to Red Sparrow possibly later this week or mm-hmm. sometime soon. But upon further reflection, the movie that we didn't go to see, because I thought, this looks slight. It looks like a movie that does not require a large theater experience to enjoy. It's just a movie that, it will appear on Netflix or the Movie Network soon. And it's called Game Night. With Canadian actress Rachel McAdams and Jason Bateman, who's always good for mm-hmm. For comedy. And then I started to read some more about it. Of course, that was today when it was too late. And it's still playing at the Maison de Cinéma in English. But it has, as often happens with the movies, it's now playing at a time when I am not likely to go and see it. In other words, it's like 9:30 at night.
Okay.
Say, oh, but if you don't mind, if you're a kind of a late night person, and you'd like to see a movie which is apparently very good. Again, it was one of these Rotten Tomatoes 80%+ mm-hmm. People really liked it,
mm-hmm.
and the reviews were very positive. Well, I'm sure there were some negative ones, but by and large, very positive. And it's both a comedy and a mystery. And there's extremely funny bits, and there are truly, there are lots of twists. So I'm thinking, darn.
Okay.
Why didn't we go and see that when it was playing at an earlier time than 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night? So it is there. It is in English. It probably doesn't need a large theater, but if you're looking for something to do and you're a bit of a night owl, then this looks like it would be fun. So you've got Annihilation to go to still. Black Panther is still there,
mm-hmm.
and I still recommend that very, very highly. I do think that's an extremely worthwhile movie for the whole family. And here it is, break week. So you might find that your kids are clamoring to go see a movie, and this would be one that they would probably enjoy. I think there might be an age limitation on that, but I'm not sure how young would be too young, but maybe you don't want to bring your 7-year-old to see that. But there is still, if you have young children at home, the Peter Rabbit movie is still there, and it's playing in both French and English. So that would be a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening at the Maison de Cinema at the moment. There's some interesting movies coming down the pike, which I won't talk about right now, but it's nice to have, it's always nice to have that option to go and see the Maison de Cinema. Once again, students get, the entrance fee for students is, I think, $6 and change, maybe around $6 for people. For seniors, it's, I believe, $7.50 for if you buy a package of the 8 tickets. It's $56, bringing it down to $7 a ticket. So it's definitely a deal. And the theater, plenty of parking. Nice people who work there, and they're. It's definitely a nice experience, a nice way to spend some time either on a rainy afternoon, which is how I often get there, or just to say, oh, well, let's go and see a movie if it's a Friday night or a Saturday night or a Sunday morning movie with the kids, whatever. So that's what's happening downtown. And I also wanted to spend some time talking about the Oscars, which took place, the awards ceremony. Took place on last time Sunday night, right? And I did what I typically do. I may have mentioned I don't really want to sit through the whole thing, so I record it. And I've learned over the years that a 3-hour Academy Awards ceremony goes well into 4+ hours.
Wow. Okay.
So I recorded the first 3 hours, the actual show, and then I recorded what came on the network right after that. And then I went so far as to record an hour after that as well. And I think it was wise because by the time the first hour and 40 minutes were up, only 2 major awards had been announced.
Okay.
So it, honestly, it kind of goes on forever.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel happens to be a really good host. He's a very personable guy, good sense of humor. And seems to have good audience appeal. He had a good. I can't ever say the show was tight because it's never tight. It's always sort of sprawls. But they had a gimmick this time that said, "We have a reward for the recipient who spends the least amount of time on a thank you speech," and it was a jet ski. Like $18,000 worth of jet ski.
Wow.
for the recipient who was able to keep their award speech the shortest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one to beat was something like a minute and a half, but I don't know what happened there. But it was kind of a cute idea. And there was another thing where there is a movie theater across the street from the theater where the awards were taking place. And Jimmy Kimmel rounded up a bunch of celebrities who were in the audience and sent them across the street to meet with the patrons in the movie theater there who were totally oblivious to what was going on. They just thought, oh, well, we're here to watch a movie. Next thing you know, there were all these, celebrities there giving them candy and popcorn and talking to them. And essentially the idea here was to thank Mr. and Mrs. Average Moviegoer for actually going to the movies, for paying money to go and see movies. Certainly, if people stop going to the movies, they may not have enough money to make the kinds of movies that most people seem to like. But if you are watching everything on your TV, or if you are illegally downloading things, then obviously not good for the movie industry. So it was a cute idea, and well done. So, on to business. The winners. Not everybody I thought.
Okay.
I didn't make my picks known, but they were in my head, and I thought, oh, this person is a shoo-in, or that person is, but wasn't the case. The biggie is the Best Picture, and the winner of the Best Picture award, for those of you who didn't sit for 4.5 hours to watch the awards, or haven't looked it up on the internet, which is really the best way to do it, is a movie called The Shape of Water.
Okay.
Huh. That's one that was playing downtown, first only in French. It came back for about a week in both languages, and I missed it. So I will just have to wait for another opportunity to see it. So, Best Picture, Shape of Water. And the director of The Shape of Water got the award for the Best Director for that movie. For those of you who were fortunate enough to see The Darkest Hour, the Best Actor award went to Gary Oldman, who played Winston Churchill. And there have been a number of Winston Churchill films in the past year or so, and he certainly had he did the best job. He's an outstanding actor. Even at the worst of times, he's terrific, and this was definitely his moment. And then again, an excellent actress who you don't hear much about, who won the award for Best Actress, and that's Frances McDormand, who won the award for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which was here. It was in English. I saw it. I encouraged people to see it. And if you didn't, you'll catch it on the small screen, I guess. Definitely worth seeing. And the two early awards, they're traditionally the early awards, were the Best Supporting Actor Award, and that also went to a player from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, a lesser known but good actor named Sam Rockwell, and he was good. He was terrific. I thought from the minute they announced the nominees, I thought, oh, this is the one that Christopher Plummer will win, because he's quite elderly at this point, and he did an excellent job playing John Paul Getty in the movie All the Money in the World. But I was wrong.
Okay.
What can I say? Sam Rockwell got the award, and it was well-deserved. Now, I don't know if Christopher Plummer is going to have another opportunity to get the award, but he's already won many, many acting awards in various categories. And another one, which I think everybody kind of knew was going to happen, was Best Supporting Actress, was Allison Janney, who played Tanya Harding's mom in I, Tanya, which is one of the movies I totally enjoyed this year. And she was wonderful. And I was hoping, although I really think that Frances McDormand is wonderful, I really thought that Margot Robbie should have won for I, Tanya. But what do I know?
Okay.
And there are a whole bunch of other many other awards, and many movies that we don't hear much about or have trouble finding are the short subjects, the animated short films, the many documentaries, foreign language films, although probably here we have more foreign language films than other places. So it's just like, ooh, this is a pretty exciting industry. And if you limit yourself only to the blockbusters, you are limiting yourself unnecessarily. But I must admit, when I do this program, mostly what I talk about are the movies, A, I would like, and B, that are kind of semi-big budget films. Last but not least is just to mention that there wasn't a whole lot of Canadian component in this year's Oscars, but the movie that won best—I'm not sure what the exact title is—best essentially it's the best special effects was Blade Runner.
Blade Runner
2049.
Okay.
Which I saw and totally enjoyed. And the company, this is the interesting part, the company that did the special effects for the movie is based in Montreal.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
It's called Frameworks. It is at least their third nomination, but the first time they've won. So they're big, kind of a outstanding company in the field of special effects, and they're, you know, just down the road in Montreal. Mm-hmm. So Montreal is actually getting a bit of a reputation for both artificial intelligence companies and computer generated special effects companies. So this is a good example of one that's there. And if you have an interest in that kind of thing as a field that you'd like to go into, and you're in the townships, you can head off to Montreal and see if you can get a foot in the door at Frameworks. So, probably have gone on long enough.
Interesting.
It has been a wrap up as far as the Academy Awards are concerned. Quite honestly, I still haven't finished watching it. I think it's all on tape, and I have enjoyed watching what I watched and flipping through the boring bits. And I'll probably, you know, watch the rest of it at some mm-hmm. point, because it was just kind of a fun show. And there was a lot of focus, of course, on women's rights and the Me Too movement and diversity and, mm-hmm. you know, buzzwords of the moment. But it was all very well done.
Good.
Anyway, that's it for me today. Thanks.
Okay, well, we thank you very much.